Cindy Thompson is in the studio with me tonight. She is the author of Brigid of Ireland and co-authored Three Finger, the Mordecai Brown story. She resides right here in Ohio. We're going to talk about the first book in her new series about New York at the turn of the 20th century. It is titled Grace's Pictures. Cindy, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Before we talk about the pictures Grace takes, I want you to paint us a picture of her. Where does she come from? What were her parents like, her father and her mother? And how does she end up in New York City?
Okay, well, Grace comes from a workhouse, a poorhouse in Ireland. Her father died when she was very young. He was emotionally abusive to her, but she was very close to her mother. And she was sent to the poorhouse because they couldn't afford the rent after her father died. And she was separated from her mother there. But she loved her mother very much, and her mother managed to work for her to be sponsored to come to America. And so when Grace is just 18, she's sponsored by her mother's new husband, and she's sent to America, and she's sent to a place called Hawkins House to take care of her and start her new life.
What is Hawkins House? Who are these folks that sort of mentor her, I guess, would be the way to describe it once she gets here?
Yes, well, historically, there were a lot of charity groups that took care of these immigrants when they came to New York City because they didn't know what to expect. They came from rural Ireland where they were poor and it was small, and New York was a huge, bustling city. So these charity groups were set up, and Mrs. Hawkins runs one called Hawkins House. She is a widow, and it's her mission in life to take care of these girls. And so she's sent to Hawkins House, and that's where she gets her place to live and finds a new job.
At the beginning of this story, Grace doesn't have a very high opinion of policemen, mm-hmm. and in fact feels antagonistic toward them. They have a special name in Ireland, which you yes. can tell us as the story goes along that changes. But tell us initially why she feels this way about policemen and what they're called.
Well, they're called peelers. It's kind of a nickname for them. And she is not too pleased with policemen because it was the police that evicted them from their home in Ireland and took her to the poorhouse. So she doesn't trust police very much, and she ends up in New York where she needs to trust the police.
And there is a very special policeman. He has an interesting background also, so tell us about him.
Yes, Owen McNulty. He has chosen in life to become a policeman and to work in this immigrant quarter where there was a lot of crime and a lot of corruption in the police department at the time. But he chose this occupation, and he didn't have to. He was from a privileged background, very rich, but he has an experience himself where he sees what the police can do and help the people, and that's his mission in life.
This is a time when the camera would have been a very new invention. Grace sees this very early on in her time in New York. And what does it create in her? And what challenges does it bring into her life?
Yes, well, what you're speaking of is a personal camera. Of course, photography had been around for a while, but it was very expensive, cumbersome, tough to develop the pictures. And this was when the Brownie camera first came out, Kodak introduced. A lot of people are familiar with it, but it was first introduced in 1900, and it cost a dollar. It was the little box camera, and everyone then could have their own camera out on the streets, and Grace is enthralled by this. Now that she has a job as a nanny, she can afford to buy the camera. Film costs 15 cents to develop, and Kodak would develop it for you. You mailed it back in, and they sent you your little snapshots. And so she has her new Brownie camera out on the street. Now, that kind of started my idea for this story because I read that people at the time were concerned about that, that people would have their personal cameras out on the street and may snap pictures of people who didn't want their picture taken. They thought it was an invasion of privacy, which is kind of amusing for us today to think about. So that's what happens with Grace. She gets into a little bit of trouble with her camera out there on the streets in New York.
This, as you mentioned, this is a time of great corruption in New York's era of Tammany Hall. And it was fun also, I must say, reading the book to read some details. McSorley's Pub, for instance, still exists in New York.
Yes.
And women can now go there, I should say, have been able to for a while. I'm wondering what kind of research you did for this book and what sources you used. Did you travel to New York? Did you go to McSorley's? What is your research process?
I did go to New York. I was fortunate to be able to do that. The biggest thing for me was going to Ellis Island and going through the museum. Did walk by McSorley's. I didn't go in. But just being there and seeing the history, there's still a lot there that the immigrants would have seen. Some things, of course, have changed, the big, huge skyscrapers, but some of the historical buildings are still there. The streets around Battery Park down at the tip of Manhattan, that's where the immigrant aid societies took up residence, and you can still see a few of those old buildings there. So just being immersed in that was great for the research. And research is fun. It's something I really enjoy doing. And it was very cool to be there and to be around people who are still from different countries, just like they would have been in 1900.
New York is a city of such great energy and hustle and bustle. I personally found it interesting to go to Ellis Island, I don't know, 5 or 10 minute boat trip, where it's very quiet. I'm wondering what that experience was like for you, and did you actually do research through the information that exists on Ellis Island? Was that helpful to you?
I mostly did the research of just being there and studying. They do have a lot of displays and a lot of things there about immigrants at the time and the immigrant aid societies and the process of going through immigration to Ellis Island. That's mostly what I did my research. A lot of people go there to do genealogy research, and it's a very fine place to do that. I so far haven't found any ancestors that came through at that time period. Most of mine came earlier, but it's a great place to do that, and I would like to go back. It's a three-story museum, and I would like to spend some more time there. Right now, it's not open because of Superstorm Sandy, but hopefully it'll be reopened again, and I would encourage everybody to do that. It's a great American experience.
It takes you back in time just to see that, you know, there are piles of suitcases and all sorts of things that were left there. So there's just a real visual that's connected with it. On the cover of this book, it says an Ellis Island novel. Will you have future novels that are set in that time and in that place?
Yes, the second novel comes out next summer, and the title of that one will be Annie's Stories. And it also has an icon. The icon for Grace's Pictures is the Brownie camera. And Annie's Stories, Annie is a character in Grace's Pictures. She's a housekeeper. And that will center on the new children's book, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. The character is reading it throughout the story and relating her experiences to Dorothy's experiences. So that should come out next summer.
Well, it was really interesting to take a trip back in time through Cindy's pictures. So I thank you very much. Thank you for visiting with us tonight.
Thank you, Barbara. It was great to be here.
I've been talking with Cindy Thompson about her latest book, which is titled Grace's Pictures. You'll find more about it at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray. Thank you.